If you're a Netflixer and a country fan, we have a really cool show for you to check out. It's called DeMarcus Family Rules, and it stars Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts and his wife, Allison. They stopped by the studio and hung out with us today, and we went ahead and took that interview, slapped it all together into one piece, and we're putting it at the end of this week's podcast. So, if you want to hear from Jay DeMarcus and his awesome wife, well, stick around to after the closing jingle of this week's podcast, and you'll be able to hear that in all of its entirety.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba's podcast, the podcast, the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
And I was singing Great Harmony along with
Were
that.
You really?
My mic wasn't on.
Yeah, you always think you sing Great Harmony along with it.
I was killing it today.
He was
no
not
one will
singing
know.
Great Harmony. I love that announcer guy, the one who always says, you know, they thought they were safe and innocent. They were not safe and innocent. I want to make sure the sound's right before we go any further. Okay, good. Everything sounds right. And hi, everyone.
Okay.
As we're kicking off the podcast, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Brought back a classic.
Okay.
It's I like all three of the OK trio. Sorry, I didn't know.
I mean, I could pull them
all out
here.
Yeah, please do. You do that.
Give me a second. Pull out while I whip these out.
Bubba's got some calls to get to.
Okay. Man, I have a bunch of these. Maybe there's more than what you thought.
Of golds?
Yeah,
golds?
Yeah.
Okay, golds.
We're okie-dokied here.
What's up with Japanese? Japanese is Japan's prime minister.
He's resigned to health reasons.
He said he was in too much pain to keep working.
Is he like our president?
Mm. What do you mean? Oh, like the prime minister to Japan? Yes.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's not personally our president.
Okay.
Okay, so we got that
one. Thank you, Bubba.
Okay.
Then we got this one.
Okay.
Then.
It's okay.
Oh, yes. Yeah. That's
one of the favorites.
Great.
Okay.
That was the robo telemarketer. Do you guys remember that?
Oh, yes. I did remember.
Yeah, there was and it sounded like a real person.
Okay.
And it's just crazy, and then our favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there's so many great OKs.
I
don't know why we collect OKs, but we do. We're weird.
What's
John
his name?
Dacre?
I'm John Dacre. Oh, good stuff.
Okay.
No, that's where she comes from. Man, I'm telling you, I've been really looking more and more at these Microsoft Flight Simulators, Bubba, and it is ridiculous, and I think I am going to have to buy a computer to run it.
You're going
to
build one?
I'll have my son.
So I have it's an article I got the other day about the Flight Sim, and it basically lists all the things that you need for it to run right. And then it goes through each budget. It says, if you want to buy a pre-built, here's the best things to do. Go to this one in this price range, this one in this price range. And if you want to go all out, here's what you do. So they have all the options. So you can actually get a really good computer to run your flight sim for about $1,200.
Oh, golly, that's expensive, man.
Yeah, I haven't bought a computer in forever. Like, maybe they'll let you do like an iPhone where you pay, you know, your monthly thing.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Okay.
But yeah, it's so great. There are a lot of people who are flying, because I follow them on YouTube, a bunch of people who are flight simmers, and a lot of people flying into the hurricane.
Does it show like the real-time hurricane and everything?
Yeah, it's real-time weather. It pulls up real-time weather when you can activate that. And so if you're flying, and it's not just bad weather. It could be, hey, it's partly cloudy with, you know.
Oh, my gosh. I'm watching this.
Scattered at, you know, 1,500, overcast at
8,000,
whatever.
Well, this is crazy.
Wind speeds, all that. Puts it all in, and you fly it just like it is.
Yeah, really. I'm literally watching the dudes fly into the hurricane.
Mm-hmm. It's really cool.
That's insane.
Yeah. I had it up. I was watching something on YouTube at the house, and they had a guy who was flying towards really close to a thunderstorm on the game on the simulator, and one of the boys goes, "Wow, that's real. That guy's isn't that dangerous?" It's like, "That's not even a on a real plane." And they're like, "Oh, wow." I'm like, yeah.
Looks that good.
It's that good.
Yeah.
It is that good.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm sorry. Sorry we got derailed over there.
Okay.
We need to get back on our plan here. I think we have a plan.
My my cousin Randy, who is in West Monroe, Louisiana, he sent me a picture of sound of a hurricane, much different from just a storm. And he's of course, you know, Randy. Hey Derek. Walks out as the hurricane is coming in. So it's just got this, you know, real, I guess I can do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's that windy kind of just that stuff and that weird feeling in the air, you know. You know how
the
it is.
The warm thing.
And then he sends me, he goes, "Yeah, I got any trees down at your place?" He goes, "Yeah, I got several down. Had ours cut down years ago after lightning killed two, blah, blah, blah. Got hundreds of bucket trucks staged waiting to get into Lake Charles. I'm about to have to crank my welding machine generator up." And so he did. And he says, "Yep." Yeah. And this is last night. He goes, "Well, we're doing Scrabble by a lamp. Probably not the first time Granny Ma's old table saw no electricity." And it's him with playing Scrabble. And he got his welder out and like fixed his electricity because he's a man.
Yep.
A man.
It's you impressive.
And I, as
up.
You and I can't do that. No, I mean, I basically, in attempt. My prep world, I'm good because I have candles and, you know, lights and things like that. I got the LED lights. I also have those little things that you plug into the phone lines. If you have phone jacks, they make little emergency lights that you can buy. Hmm. And you can also charge your phone off on that too. I'm just saying. I mean, it's not legal, I don't think, because that power doesn't belong to you. The power in the phone line belongs to the phone company. But, you know, it's always hot.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Just like Patrick. Always hot. Always hot, baby.
I'm on fire.
Yeah, I would love to see your game.
What?
Back in the day.
Oh, man.
I would love to have seen that. Just to
end the moment. I know Patrick's game. Patrick's game was getting out on the dance floor and dancing with the girls. Mm. And then, you know, because he was one of the few guys that would get out there and mix it up. So he would be out there. You're
saying
that's
no? How you dance with Britney Spears?
Yeah, when I was 20 or 21.
That's what we're talking about. He's talking about your game when you were like 20.
And I was drunk.
Yeah, but that was your game.
So much has changed.
Yeah. I was never much of one to try to hit on girls that didn't work.
Does Carson know about the time you had your bud, who is a hypnotist, hypnotize you to go and... Did she know that story?
I don't think I do.
Oh, this is, oh, you talk man. About. Listen, so you talk comedy. About the dredges of sadness. Here it comes.
What is that? What?
You
what?
Had to have someone hypnotize you to go talk to women? That's pretty
to give you confidence.
Bad.
No, it was, yeah, okay. Well, it could have been a funny story, but then you made it weird.
I made it realistic because that's what everyone's, but you tell your story.
The comedy
let
club
them decide.
In Baton Rouge used to be inside of a nightclub, right? Like it was in the back. It was yeah, like you yeah. had to walk through the nightclub to get to the comedy club. So it's like a dance club. And I'm hanging out with Gary Conrad. He's my buddy. He was the hypnotist. He's been on the show a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And hanging after he goes, he says, "Why don't you go out and dance with the girls, talk to the girls at the club?" And I was like, "Dude, I don't do that. I don't talk to girls in nightclubs." He goes, "Oh, hang on." And then he freaking puts me under and freaking told me to go out and talk to the girl. Dude, I went out and did it all night long. I think I got 4 phone numbers.
Wow.
Some girl kissed me on the middle of the dance floor. It was wild. It
Carson,
was wild.
That happened.
That worked.
It worked. I was a totally different person.
Wow.
He had to snap me out of it before
why
the end of the
Why did he
night.
Snap
why?
You out of it? He
because
dropped
I was,
you into it. That would have been
much.
Like, why?
I don't know.
It
it's like office space. Keep it going.
Yeah. Yes.
No. There'd be little yes. Patrick's all over the place.
That's actually the best part
no,
of office
you know why?
Space
because
when he's all mellow and he's like chill.
It got me in trouble because some of the women I was hitting on, like, it didn't matter that there were two girls there that we worked with.
Yeah.
I was hitting, it didn't matter. I didn't know. I wasn't even.
Could you have made it more? I'm now treating this hypnotist like he's a genie. Could you have made it more specific? Like, okay, so don't hit on. Here's the specific kind of women.
No coworkers.
Yeah. If they say no, you walk away. If they're a coworker, you don't approach them. If there's a wedding ring, you steer clear.
None of that mattered to Hypno Patrick. No.
He's
that seems like fun, Patrick.
Hitting on his mama.
Or may not have talked with an accent. I'm not even sure that didn't happen.
Oh, nice.
It might have been a real thing.
Which accent were you using?
I don't know.
I would have liked to have seen Latin Lover Patrick. That would have been awesome.
Yeah. See, I would watch that show. I would, man. All the other stuff on TV, trash.
Yep.
Yeah, show where they hypnotize me and make me.
Yes.
Oh man, they just find
somebody call Netflix like right now.
I'm serious. I watch that stuff where people do street hypnotism.
Yeah.
Like in New York, they'll do it like in. Hey guys, give me a little bit, and they'll film it. And usually, out of like the one I've seen in like street stuff, probably I don't know five or six of these videos, and they'll have. Probably five or six guys in a group, and usually there's one that, and they can tell. They know when you're. They kind of goes through it, and there's a guy who just kind of sounds. It's kind of like Patrick's doing right now, because I just hypnotized him.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No.
Patrick. Your name now is Eduardo.
No, it doesn't work that way.
You are a Latin lover.
This doesn't work that way. It's not
you. You have to rub his head. Remember Gary like rubbed his head?
Dude, it was.
He like did this weird thing and like was
were
like,
you
Patrick.
Here?
I was here,
right?
when he came in for one.
Mm-hmm. Did you watch it happen?
I'm trying to remember if I came in after Patrick must have been under because I don't remember the head rub.
It was like he was massaging.
It was like he was massaging his brain. Super quick. I think I was like, oh, I'll go get a drink and I'll bring it in to watch. And suddenly Patrick is already under.
I'm pretty sure I'm still hypnotized by Gary. Like Gary could walk in right now and just go like that.
Do you have his number? Yeah,
no, we're not calling Gary Conrad. It's not happening.
Why?
No, because I don't want to end up talking like George W. Bush on the podcast again. I'm not doing
number,
it.
Get his number, man.
What if he says you're George Clooney?
No, I'm not doing it. I don't want to do
Patrick,
it.
Patrick, you and Carson.
Last time it
just
got
call.
Really,
you
really
opened
weird.
Up your phone. Patrick was like, I'm not calling him. And he opened
number.
Up his phone.
I don't have his number.
You
I'm
have
not
his
calling
number.
Him.
Patrick, look at me.
Yeah.
Call Gary Conrad
no.
right now.
You will call Gary Conrad.
No, we're not doing that today. No.
Do you remember when you were talking? Like, because I remember talking to you about being under. You know you're under, and you know what
it's
you're
doing. It's a very
doing,
strange feeling.
But you don't care. You just do it.
My favorite was when he thought he was Marie Antoinette. And he's like,
it's like you don't think you're Marie Antoinette. You think you're supposed to act like that. Like, you just do what you do whatever he says. It's the power of suggestion.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I thought I was President Bush. No, I knew I was supposed to be. But I knew how to act. I knew what to say. It's very strange.
You're supposed to give us Gary Conrad's number.
No, it doesn't. Oh, my gosh.
Right,
I'm so thankful that you don't have that power.
People
so,
want this from you right now.
Yeah.
No.
I could hypnotize people. I have no doubt. It
didn't
take
you
long
say
to
the hypnotist like turned you away? He was like, yeah, you're not in the game.
I tried, man. Did that whole state fair. Look, you know, get on stage, do your thing, and then you have your hands like interlocked or something, and you have to put your head down. He goes, if I come back and I touch you on the shoulder or head or whatever, I need you to go sit down. So there was 10 people or so, and he touched me, and I was like, and I was trying so hard. And I remember going, just come on, just do it, come on, you got this, just
the problem,
relax.
We're trying too hard.
Relax, you got it, just let it go. And I was like, and then he tapped me, and I was like, oh.
Dude, could you imagine that power, though? To be able to hypnotize somebody like your friend, like, hey, yeah, I'm going to hypnotize you so you stop smoking.
Yeah.
And then you put all the other things that you want them to start doing in their life into their brain.
Yeah.
That's dangerous. That's why I never would allow anyone to hypnotize me, because I knew that one day somebody would, there'll be like a keyword and they say it and I just start clucking like a chicken or something.
Wait, are you saying it's because you have trust issues? Is that what you just said? Bubba?
I think y'all all know that's how it is.
Shocking. Just shocking.
So, Patrick, I'm going to pull up a hypnosis script.
Okay. This I'm not letting you hypnotize me.
By the way, if you're
that.
Listening to Big D read this hypnosis yeah. thing, pull over. You don't want to yeah. be driving while he
So I want you to sit down.
This.
Okay.
Just have,
now,
a, have
not,
a seat.
I'm not.
Why don't you have a seat
this?
Right there?
Have a seat.
Patrick, sit down right there.
You went full Chris Hansen with it. That was nice.
Put the beer down right there and
I notice you have chocolate chip cookies. Gosh, remember we used to have him on the show all the time back in the heyday of that thing?
Oh, yeah.
So great, man.
Yeah, didn't he get sideways? Something went... He got sued.
Yeah. He got sued. So Chris Hansen, if you don't know who we're talking about, he is the guy who would do those
interventions. To catch a predator.
Yeah, mm-hmm. to catch a predator. And what they would do is they go online and pretend that they were a kid and get these people to agree to meet these kids mm-hmm. for illicit acts. And they would be like, yeah, show up. I'll show up naked and whatever. And they would. And Chris would be waiting in the house. And they'd walk in and they'd be like, boo. Where's
and
the
Chris
kid?
Would go, why don't you have a seat right there?
Why don't you have a seat? Pull up a chair. Let me talk to you about this.
Why do you have a pocket full of condoms? Because
I never do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my favorite.
I just watched one of the videos 2 days ago. And it was a guy who was sweating buckets that they just cut back to him, and this guy is just dripping. And he's like, well, my friend Brian told me to come here with my camera. I didn't know what I was doing. Your friend Brian, how long have you been friends with Brian? I mean, not long. No, what's Brian's last name? Oh, I mean, just, you know, this guy trying so hard to yeah. make things up, and like, mm-hmm. you're not fast on your feet, sir.
Patrick, I want you to raise your arm
okay.
until your hand is slightly above your head.
Just one track mind.
Stare
it's
at,
not happening.
Stare at one of your fingers.
No.
Just
either
one
index
finger.
Or the middle finger.
Nope.
Look
you
at her finger. If you're
continue
not going
to
yours.
Look at it.
Nope.
If you
I'm
want,
not.
You can close your eyes and visualize
I'm
your finger in your mind's
hypnotize
eye.
Hypnotize somebody in the audience.
Now you fixate your gaze right. on it.
So, I'm not doing this.
Your fingers are becoming heavy.
No.
Your arm is becoming okay. heavier and heavier.
I'm just going to leave the room so he stops doing
this. Man, I'm listening. Well, come on, man. Why you got to be like Aww. That? Why you got to be like that? Come on,
bruh.
Pat. Come, bro. Come on, bro. Come on, bro. Why?
Why don't you hypnotize him?
Because I will. I have to run the ship.
Yeah, sure. Bubba, I'm not doing it.
I want you to think about something that is very.
He's still doing it.
Okay.
Listen,
what do you want me to think about?
I'm really hypnotizing. I'm really doing this to him.
I know.
I want you to visualize a green meadow. Green meadow.
Got it.
Now, I want you to put your hand in the air like you just don't care.
Okay.
I'm done with it.
Oh. I thought there was more.
No, he can't hear.
Yeah.
He walked away.
Yeah, he's done. Yeah, so you're going to have lots of calls today with the storms, right? With the down power lines?
I should. Yeah. I should. I was very tempted to go get my gear on because I'm leaving straight from here and I'm just going to go on standby over at the firehouse because, yeah, all the Laura leftovers are going to be pushing through our area. So, yeah, we'll have wind damage, I'm sure, and things that we're going to have to deal with. I saw a couple of my firefighting buddies were watching the podcast earlier, so big shout-out to them. I don't know if they're still there, but anyway, we should be busy.
Yeah, well, be careful, man. It's crazy. Start messing around with power lines.
I don't mess around with power
no.
lines. We just keep – I personally go stay away. Don't even do it. The weirdest is like when people have power lines fall down on their house and they go out of their front door. The power line is hanging over the front door. It's still hot. Mm-hmm. And they're just ducking under it. I'm like, dude, you're getting too close. It can jump. That
yeah,
power can
right.
jump
yeah.
and arc. And yeah, stay clear, man.
That's the one thing that the power lines can do that Patrick can't.
Jump.
Wow. There's a reason Patrick left the room.
It didn't get ugly.
Wow.
We wanted to have you.
Hey, how are you doing? My name's Patrick.
I'm Brittany.
You want to. Man, you got some moves. Chicken roo-roo. You like debate? I was on the debate team. Yeah, I was a captain. You want to cross X with me later tonight? Are you in a Lincoln Douglas? You know what I'm saying?
Something like that. Pretty sure that's how that went down. You want to see my gavel?
He doesn't want to. He doesn't want to join us.
I got a big gavel, baby.
He's got gavels for days. Yeah. He's got one gavel. It's so big and so long and
yes,
solid.
Right.
It's wood.
My big old wood gavel. That's right. Ah, bless his heart. What a
sport.
Guy.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to make the call here. I'm going to have to cut this short because I do need to roll. Yeah, because, got stuff to do. I'm so sorry for those podcasters who want more of this.
I mean, why would you? Why would you want more of this?
You know, I'm going to have to include it one day after the end of one of the podcasts. I have the audio from the last time Gary had put Patrick under.
Wow.
And it's about 35 minutes worth of awesomeness, if I'm not mistaken. So we may have to throw that at the end of one of the podcasts soon.
Yeah, maybe we'll do that next week. That's a great idea.
Maybe.
That's
it just depends on if we got famous people to put on the end and all that kind of stuff.
What? What'd you say?
I'm getting very sleepy.
And now look at your finger. Stare at your finger. Gaze. Close your eyes.
All right. If you're a fan of Jay DeMarcus and Rascal Flatts, at the end of the podcast, right after the jingle, for those of you listening on the podcast apps, we are putting the interview with Jay and his wonderful wife, Allison, from this morning's show about their Netflix documentary, family, live
you actually did
reality
say
show.
Netflix.
I did, didn't I? Netflix. I could be worse. I could say, like, my mom calls it Netflix. Like it's something
it's
you're flicking.
Oh, Shira.
Yeah. We're always watching Netflix. But anyway, DeMarcus Family Rules is their show. We're going to put the interview with them on the end of the podcast right after the closing.
Please
jingle.
Be safe, everyone. Have a great weekend. Okay.
Okay.
It's okay. Okay. Okay.
Oh, yes.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay, because you can listen to the regular show.
You ever heard of the Big D and Bubba podcast? I wrote that song.
Every day, it was the podcast.
Where you going? Hey, Jay DeMarcus and Allison DeMarcus. Actually, Allison DeMarcus and Jay DeMarcus.
Thank you.
That's the way it should be, really, right?
Let's get it right.
In the studio. Hey, congrats on the TV show, DeMarcus Family Rules. It's on TV. It's on,
I have a problem, though. Are we going to get past the, you know...
Bubba has a real hard time with
the intimacy
this.
Thing.
He's not a fan of
Dude,
that.
Dude, I can't watch the show without thinking about you guys. You know what I'm talking about.
You got to get past the first episode.
I got through the first episode, and my wife was like, well, don't watch it until I can watch it with you. And once she dictates something as being our show, and if I try to watch it, then that's like Netflix cheating, and you can't do that. So
I understand. Yeah. Well, we do get through it. We work through it, and episode 2 has nothing to do with intimacy issues.
But it's really whether someone's on the road or they travel for work. I mean, it's an issue when somebody comes back in.
It's an issue in everybody's marriage anyway, whether they're traveling a lot or not.
I think it is. Right. And once you throw kids into the mix, then it really screws things up.
Why are y'all doing the show? I mean, you don't need the money. I mean, I'm sure. Are you just bored?
No, I need the money.
Oh, well, maybe you
We're not. I don't know if you noticed, but no one's doing concerts right now.
Okay, understood.
I've got a spender over here.
Right.
And she doesn't. She doesn't go easy on the cards.
Understood. I have a feeling she probably buys more, but you buy bigger. Is that how it works?
Thank you. Yeah. I am more frequent.
Yeah. That's how it is in our house too.
He likes big toys.
No, really, honestly. It's a shock to us that we did the show too. Todd Chrisley is a dear friend of ours. He and Julie have been so great to us, but we've been on their show a handful of times, and he thought we were funny, and he thought we had a story to tell, and that people would relate with us. So he talked us into shooting a sizzle reel, and we really liked the process. And besides that, it's fun to do something with your whole family too.
Yeah.
So to be able to be with our kids and spend that time together was really, really cool.
How do they feel about being on TV? I mean,
they love it. They love it.
Okay.
Dylan is special.
Oh, obviously, yeah.
And so everything that I found charming in Jay when we were dating, now to raise that in the form of a child where I'm forced to be the disciplinarian, mm-hmm. it's tough. I'm not going to lie.
How often are they in your house filming?
The kids live there.
Oh, they do?
Yeah. They do. The kids.
Well, when the COVID hit, we put them in a tent out back. So we see them once a week.
The film crew was in there from October through December of last year before COVID hit. So they would show up about 7 in the morning and leave about 7 in the evening, about 12 hours. And then, you know, you could do whatever you wanted after they left, which was pretty much eat and sleep.
That's exhausting. That's a long day, man.
It's a really long day.
Especially having to be on, because you have to be thinking about, you know, looking for a punchline sometimes.
You just get so tired, you don't even think about it. It's either got to come naturally or you're not.
You know, the funny thing is people keep going, is it scripted? This doesn't look like reality. And the truth is, it's reality, but you have to make good television.
Yeah.
So you've got to be funny and interesting or no one's going to watch. So it is, you go in some days dead tired. I mean, just like you guys, you got to be on too. I mean, no one's going to listen to boring radio.
Well, they don't do, which is crazy. Sadly, they do. I don't get it either.
And you're still here.
Allison, when you met Jay, was he at Lee or was that after?
I met them on him and the other two guys on the set of the These Days video, which was the first song of their second album. And I was cast as Gary's love interest. Gary was married, obviously, at the time to Tara, who's beautiful and precious. And Jay started hitting on me. I was engaged, but
you didn't answer the question, though. He didn't ask you any of that. He said, was I at Lee?
No.
No, I was not.
Because Jay left Lee to come to Nashville.
12 years removed from Lee.
Oh, okay.
And we were really old when we got married.
We were.
And then really old when we got kids.
So you were engaged to somebody.
Uh-huh.
And Jay's hitting on you.
Yeah.
And did you ever say
your life,
engaged?
Guys.
I sure did.
Saved her life.
Saved her life.
And Jay thinks it loves telling. It was love at first sight for me, not for him.
Of course. So do you still have this ex, like any kind of contact whatsoever?
Yeah, his kids go to our kids' school.
Really?
We see him
run into each other all the time.
Yeah, we see him all the time.
What?
Yeah.
It's not awkward. Who cares? Like, that was 20 years ago.
No, that's awkward. Still, that's always awkward. It will be awkward until the grave.
It's human nature. Of course it's awkward.
Yes.
What?
It's not awkward.
Okay. All right, you say it's not awkward.
It's not awkward.
All right, fine.
He's a really good guy, and he's a big fan of DeMarcus Family Rules. No, he's not.
I've never seen him mention that. But
Jay's got a big vinyl sticker in the back window of the truck. It says "I won."
Yeah. No.
So what's the deal with the guys? Not going to do a, because of COVID, everything got canceled. Are y'all going to do a final?
The going away, the farewell tour.
I don't know what we're going to do. The answer is, honestly, we don't know. I mean, this certainly isn't the way we want to go out. So I think we're going to regroup at some point, but we have shut down everything as far as the business goes of Rascal Flatts. We put some new music out and we're working on some things, but you know, it's so unpredictable now because there's no timeline for venues opening back up.
Like, right.
Live Nation will tell you one thing and then they got to move it back, you know, 3 weeks later. So it's kind of a moving target. So until we get some concrete information as to when we can go back and what the social distancing measures are going to look like, we don't know what's going to happen. And it's as frustrating for us as it is for everyone else, because we obviously wanted to go out and celebrate 20 years and, you know, give our fans a great big hug and tell them thank you for an amazing career. And it was going to be a wonderful year. And then all of this crap hit with COVID and it's ruined all of our plans that we had. So,
and not just plans. I mean, I always feel bad for the unsung heroes, the bus drivers, the crew, to the
100%.
People who tune the guitars, to everybody.
Yeah.
They've crew members that have been with them for 20 years. I mean, that's family.
Our drummer's been there since day one, Jim Riley. And, you know, when we had to sit those guys down, which we've not had to do in 20 years, and say, we can't pay you anymore. I mean, there's nothing left to give you guys because no one can work. It was one of the most heartbreaking days I've ever had. You know, I mean, it's
and you're
still
not the only ones doing it. There's people everywhere across the country going through those same conversations.
Mm-hmm. We want to play a game with you guys. Allison, this really has to do with you. We wanted to see, we're going to play you some of their music of Rascal Flatts and see if you can name the songs.
She's going to lose. No, I'll tell you right
no,
now.
No, she's not. She's going to do great. Okay. All right, so here we go.
Okay, I'm ready.
Here's the first song.
Is this going to be like Name That Tune?
Oh, this is Lone Star. This isn't even y'all. Oh, my bad. Dude, I do that constantly. I apologize.
Yeah, same producer.
Very, very, very different.
The only way
groups.
That could have been funnier is if you'd have played a Dan and Shay song right there.
That was what I was about to say.
So great.
Tequila.
Okay, here we go. It's an easy one. Start you off.
Life is a Highway.
That's right.
Broken Road.
It's actually Bless the Broken Road.
Oh, God Bless the Broken Road. This Is What Hurts the Most. Dang, I'm so good.
Oh my God, I produced it.
You heard this so many times at the house.
All right, yep, time's up.
I need to get to the chorus.
A little too loud on the house.
I like the sound of that.
I like the sound of that.
You know what? Let's see how. Let's go back a little bit into the archives.
She'll never get this.
No.
This is The Mechanic.
Let's see how well you do. Let's see how many you can name.
I can name them all.
What is that song?
The Mechanic.
The Mechanic. I just said it.
You sang that?
Yes. When I'm broke down.
Oh.
Uh huh.
I know the words, but I
yeah,
oh God,
don't even know your own, song.
Thank you. I got more than he did.
Oh, this is a extra bonus cut we did, and it's called oh crap.
Dude, you forgot your song. This is amazing.
Look how happy Allison
and
is.
And I produced this one too. It's weird.
Honeysuckle Lazy.
Honeysuckle Lazy, yeah. Oh, that's Rewind.
We already did that.
What hurts the most?
Yeah, wait. Let me see if I'm finding some other ones here.
Babe, you're not even getting these right.
Yeah. My wish. Me and my gang.
Hey, on this one right here, hear that? That is that one of those voice things?
It's a talk box. The hose that goes
like
in your...
Bon Jovi used?
Yeah, exactly.
It's Living on a Prayer.
Our son wants one for his birthday.
Mm-hmm. It's like a one-trick thing,
though. Southern Alabama where the guitar's jamming, that's where we're headed. Straight up to Butte, Montana, singing, Lord, I was born a rambling man.
I thought this was Name That Tune, not Sing Along.
Yeah, yeah, you know what I mean.
Here we go.
Cool Thing.
Good job.
Wow.
All right. Not too bad. Not bad at all. All right.
Honeysuckle Lazy was such a deep, deep bonus cut.
It's okay. Oh, don't worry about it.
Excuses.
It's fine. Don't worry
I know.
About it.
I feel bad.
Remember, he produced it.
I did. I know.
She said it with the air quotes. That's awesome.
That's hurtful.
Hurtful?
Yes.
Hurtful, you don't even know your own songs.
I know.
Jay DeMarcus and Allison DeMarcus. You can catch them on Netflix, the show called DeMarcus Family Rules. It's fun. How many episodes are there?
Six.
And do we know if there's going to be more?
We don't know. If you tell your friends about it and you like it.
Depends on how it does.
We're going to need you and your wife to stream the whole thing, though. You can't just be watching one episode.
We're going to. It's up to her. Again, I told you, she said this is going to be our show. We're going to watch this together. And again, I have no say at that point. It's the same problem I'm having with Yellowstone right now. I'm trying to get caught up on that.
I love Yellowstone.
And I'm like, do you know where we are and where we need to be on this? And she's like, I don't know. We have three kids, so it's tough playing catch up.
You ever talked to Kevin Costner?
Yeah, I've talked to him a couple different times. That's some of his best work too, Yellowstone.
Oh, I agree.
And have you heard his music?
I have not heard his music.
Bubba, can you pull some of this up?
Yeah,
this I know. You think of Kevin Costner? It's Kevin Costner. I mean, you all know him.
Waterworld.
You know what? I've never seen it, but
really?
Everyone says it's terrible.
The Postman.
I love The Postman. Charles Esten is in The Postman.
I am so glad that I'm not the only person who likes that movie.
Yeah.
All right, you guys
just
ready?
Just the two of you guys.
Now, Allison, have you heard him sing?
Yes. Remember he used to come to the Opry and we saw him at
I've never heard him sing.
Oh, yeah. All I was listening because I saw him. And
have you heard Dennis Quaid's music?
Yeah. I think Kevin's actually really good.
Shane.
Dang.
Okay, hold on.
Forgiveness. Okay, that's Kevin Costner.
No, that's
his, isn't that incredible? His range. His daughter. Is,
that is his daughter.
He sounds like Gary.
I'm trying to find. here, let me go to. okay, let me go to this song.
I still smell your sweet perfume in the early afternoon. That mountain wind.
That's amazing.
Yeah. The pines. And you can hear it's Kevin Costner's voice.
You sure can.
The only thing around here I'm holding on to.
That's my really good. Heart won't.
No, my heart won't.
This is off the Yellowstone album, which is like, it's not even, they don't use any of this music in the show, which is like
why?
Weird.
Yeah, that is so good. I am so impressed with his ability.
I'm impressed with his looks.
His eulogy.
He still got it, doesn't he, Alan?
He does.
Thank you, baby.
Oh.
The eulogy he gave at Whitney Houston's funeral, too, is amazing. Have you ever watched that on YouTube?
No,
it's amazing.
You do know I'm going to watch it after you guys leave, right?
You should. Okay. It's great. You'll be inspired.
Allison, are you kind of wishing that he could get back on the road? Is he around the house more than you want him to be?
You know, we spent this time together after everyone had been so busy. We shot the show in the fall. It was really great. We enjoyed being with family, and then we were stuck with just family.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I homeschooled for 9 weeks, two children, first and third grades.
It was fun.
And I thought I was going to go crazy like every other mother in the world.
She's filed for divorce about three times already. So.
The courts are closed.
She's checked.
Yeah.
There's the laugh of, yes, you know.
All right. Make sure you watch DeMarcus Family Rules, Jay DeMarcus and Allison. Love you guys so much. Thank
you. We love you. Thanks for having us.
And anytime, we'd love to have you back in.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Except tomorrow.
Tomorrow's a bad day for us.